All right. We have a lot going on. Now, I got to say, I've been friends with Devin Nunes for a long time. And when he kind of left Congress, I'm like, oh, we don't have many good guys. We really don't. Really strong, principled, conservative fighters that lead. Anyway, so he leaves, and anyways, the CEO now of Truth Social and the Trump Media and Technology Group, now listed on Wall Street as DJT, and it's actually a phenomenal story, but after making its debut, shares for the Trump Media and Technology Group stock, DJT, it spiked a whopping 50%+. Trading was briefly halted for the stock because of the sharp rise. You've got more than 6.5 million shares of the stock that were bought and sold by 10 a.m. Anyway, a report from Reuters found that the company is now worth about $10 billion after the surge on NASDAQ. That means billions in Donald Trump's pocket as well. But anyway, at $72.63, with the last time I looked, the company's market capitalization was $9.84 billion on an undiluted basis, but the former president's majority stake was valued at $5.72 billion, although lockup restrictions exist for 6 months. It could prevent him from selling or borrowing against his shareholding, but, you know, still up a dramatic amount of money. I'm not the biggest stock guy. I've said this many times on radio and TV before. I'm a bricks and mortar guy, but I kind of wish I got that stock. Anyway, probably somebody that did as part of his deal is former congressman and now the CEO of Truth Social and the Trump Media and Technology Group. Our friend Devin Nunes is back. Sir, how are you?
Hey, great, Sean. It's great to be with you.
Is it wrong for me to assume that you're a rich man today, at least on paper?
Well, look, Sean, this is really all about free speech, and I can't thank you enough. You supported this platform when most people would not. I don't think we had anybody, you know, like you that would go out there. You know, you started on the platform from the very beginning. I know you're not much of a social media guy, but, you know, you do a lot of posts.
Well, I have to clarify here. I actually was. I was addicted to it, and it became a problem because it'd be 2 a.m. I'd be fighting people like Alec Baldwin and Jimmy Kimmel. And wasting my time, and it became a third job. Finally, I just gave up social media.
Well, but the thing is that you and your whole team have been phenomenal. Your radio show, your TV show, you guys are great. And look, we couldn't do it, obviously, without DJT, former President Trump, but we couldn't do it without all the shareholders who have said, look, we're going to take a stand. This is really about protecting your voice and your freedom. Without True Social, and a lot of people, you know, have glossed over this because of the fake news, but it's real. Donald Trump got kicked off of all the platforms, and so did people like me were being shadow banned. So you talk about why I left Congress. I got sick and tired of, you know, not being able to get my message out. I was down to the point where about the only show I could go on was your TV and radio, Sean, to get the truth out. And, you know, we had to fight through the Russia hoax, Ukraine impeachment hoax, everything that everybody knows. And when the president called me and said, hey, I know you're having trouble with this, with social media, would you mind, you know, leaving Congress and running this deal for me? And look, it took us 2 years, 2.5 years to get listed on the stock exchange. You know, we did not have access to capital markets. But, you know, we just plugged along as a little R&D company with a massive following because of people like you that were participating on the platform. And now I jokingly say, Sean, that we're now an official startup. We get to be a real company. So it's another notch in I think Donald Trump's great career that we persevered through government bureaucracy that stopped this from going public for 2.5 years. I mean, imagine if we would have had the capital 2 years ago, where we would be today. But look, we believe in the company. We believe in the shareholders, and this is really about a mission of restoring free speech to the internet. We're just building a massive open pipeline, Sean, on the internet that has not existed before. You know, we don't use Amazon Web Services and others. If you remember, one of the most horrific days in American history, in my opinion, was when a company called Parler, which was probably worth several billion dollars, that was flourishing as Twitter and everybody else were cutting off Americans, 30 U.S. companies destroyed that platform. And I was one of the, I think you were on it too.
Yeah, I was.
Congress. And look, we're just so...
And, by the way, our mutual friend Dan Mangino, and I don't want to mention his name. I don't know if he'd want me to mention it publicly, but I know people that invested heavily in it, and they really wanted it to work. They wanted an alternative at the time to Twitter. I don't know if you know this. I mean, but Jim Jordan told me on both radio and TV that they purposely suppressed my social media presence leading into the 2020 election. And they being, quote, the deep state, as we often call it. And they have the evidence of it. I mean, this is our government, what, trying to suppress conservative voices? You got to be kidding me. Well, what country are we living in here?
You'll love this. What we found after the fact. So, you remember 2018 at the height of the Russia hoax and all of that nonsense. We caught all the social media companies targeting. You'll love these names because they're all friends of yours. Myself, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Matt Gaetz. We were the first ones to be shadow banned as members of Congress trying to, you know, cut through the nonsense of the Russia hoax. And we were being shadow banned. And that's why Parler started. That's why, you know, Rumble got started. And, you know, ultimately Parler, you know, made those mistakes by relying on these woke companies. And that was the difference here, is that President Trump wanted to make sure that he built something that would last forever, where we don't rely on any woke company. We're building all of this ourselves. It's all internal. And it's just critically important infrastructure for free speech in this country and around the world, by the way, because we are open around the world.
Listen, I am not telling people what to do, but I would strongly urge people. And I have no financial interest in this. I own no stock. I have none at all. But I believe in freedom, and I believe in freedom of speech. And this will be a free speech platform. And I urge everybody to get on it, because this is an opportunity now to be able to bypass what is a corrupt media mob and technology mob that is after the heart and soul of this country and suppressing opinions. I once had Jack Dorsey a number of years ago on this program, and I asked him specifically about the practice of shadow banning. He denied it right to me. And it turns out a lot of what he said in that interview, I don't believe at this hour to be true. This is certainly one platform, and when you took it over, I knew that it was a heavy lift on day one, and I hope you do very well with it. Let me ask you this. What about just the average investors out there that did invest very early on? What were they paying at that time for, I don't know, was it an initial public offering, or what was the availability back then?
Well, Sean, it's, you know, someday this story will all be told. But, you know, I don't want to get into all the government bureaucracy and the corruption here. But, you know, this is one of the longest deals in history, if not the longest deal from the time it started to the time we were approved. And I can tell this, it's one of the reasons the president stood by people, because there was an entity called a SPAC that people had invested in, some 400,000 shareholders. And they wanted to own part of our company, but the government was stopping us from allowing it to merge. And so much so that by last year, about, I'd say in the October timeframe, the price of the shares at that time were down to like $12 or $13. And what we found was is that people didn't care. Even if they had bought in higher, they never sold, Sean. They stayed with us. They stayed with the SPAC. They waited for us to get this done. And we eventually got approval by the SEC to get it done. So, you know, look, those folks that came in at $12, 6 months ago, they've done pretty well. But look, John, this is, as you just said, not about the money for President Trump. It's not about money for me. It's creating a lasting.
No, you're playing long ball, and you're doing this as you have, like, your years in Congress. You did it out of principle. You did it to serve. And you felt, you saw a big need here and a void, and you went out to fill it. And I remember talking to you at the time, and I'm like, I have no idea how you're going to pull this off. And you guys have been able to put forward a real platform that is really successful. And obviously people are very interested in, and we can see it with the stock price. And I'm just happy for you. And I'm happy for the American people having a platform where their conservative views are not going to be suppressed.
Yeah, Sean, and it's really an investment in your freedom. I mean, that's how I look at this. And you know, I jokingly say, but it's, you know, it's true. Donald Trump didn't need another company, and I didn't need a new job. But what we all needed was to make sure the internet remained free for the American people around the world, and that's what we built. And it's a, you know, I told the president, oh, maybe a month ago when it looked like we were going to get this deal done. And you know, I know you spend a lot of time with him, and he gets, you know, he thinks big, as you know. And I'll never forget the conversation we had. He said, you know, we're going to leave something. He says, you know, once we're all, you know, we're all dead and gone, this will last forever. That we opened up the internet, kept it open for the American people, and I think, you know, he's really proud of it. And you know, it's something that will have a lasting legacy for everyone involved. And I can tell you, it would have been really easy for the president to not persevere through this. I mean, you know, we had other options. We could have taken this technology and went somewhere else. But because there were 400,000 Americans who wanted to invest in it, the president said, no, Devin, we're going to keep fighting. And we fought all the way through it. And despite the naysayers, we got the approval. And just like I said, I'm so thankful for you and Linda and the whole team that have been, you know, such an integral part of helping us get this done.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back, and we will continue more with Devin Nunes, CEO of Truth Social and the Trump Media Technology Group. What a massive economic story that is for everybody. All right, we continue with Devin Nunes. He is the CEO of Truth Social and the Trump Media and Technology Group. Big story on Wall Street all week. You know, we live in a weird society where people are either jealous or, I don't know, maybe they covet other people's success. I'm kind of just the opposite. I want to celebrate people's success. I want to celebrate when people are happy. And I couldn't be happier for you. We've known each other for so many years now. I mean, how many years ago was it that I was out in the San Joaquin Valley covering the story of the Delta smelt and how farmers couldn't even grow their crops because they were being denied water to protect this little minnow fish that wasn't even an endangered species? I remember being, you know, I think we did the show from a farm out there one day.
That's right. And, you know, there's great memories of that, and people all the time still ask me about that. I think that was like 2008 or 2009, somewhere in there. It was a long time ago. And, you know, now, Sean, it's interesting, right? Now I'm spending, you know, so much of my time in Florida, and I know that you are too now.
No, I'm domiciled. I'm a full-time resident. I mean, and I'm here to stay, never going back.
Yeah, and you know what? It's sad to watch, and you see it because of the time you spent in New York. And I see it at the time I spend in California. You go to Florida, it's like two different planets, two different worlds. I mean, you know, Florida would not tolerate the nonsense that people in California are having to put up with. And, you know, I get, you know, very irate about this water issue. It's what drove me into politics. But, you know, we're wasting water in California. You know, California is such a beautiful state, and the state's being destroyed. So, you know, what you and I did out there 15 years ago when we said, hey, this whole damn thing's going to dry up. It happened, Sean. I mean,
there was a preview of coming attractions about how a state can be destroyed. The state's been destroyed. New York has been destroyed. It's not the same place. Devin Nunes, Truth Social. What a great success story.